From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. Russian jets hit Islamic State targets in the Syrian city of Palmyra, as well as the northern province of Aleppo, according to Syrian State Television Tuesday, quoting a military source. The strikes destroyed 20 vehicles and three weapons depot in the Islamic State-held Palmyra. In Aleppo, they hit the towns of Al-Bab and Deir Hafer, which is about 20 kilometers east of a military airport currently besieged by Islamic State fighters. The 2015 Nobel Prize in Physics was awarded today. Here is the announcement from the organization's Secretary General, Göran Hansen.
The Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences has decided to award the 2015 Nobel Prize in Physics to Takaaki Kajita and Arthur B. MacDonald.
The two scientists won the prize for their discovery of neutrino oscillations, which show that neutrons have mass. The neutrinos are the second most abundant particles in the universe next to photon. The Nobel Committee said in a statement that the research done by the two men has changed the world's understanding of the innermost workings of matter. FIFA presidential contender Chung Myung-jun says he's facing a 19-year suspension by the Ethics Committee of the World Football Body for alleged ethics breaches to support South Korea's failed bid for the 2022 World Cup, as well as openly criticizing the committee. The South Korean billionaire Tuesday denied any wrongdoing and accused the committee as a hitman of current FIFA president Sepp Blatter, who Chung says is attempting to damage his candidacy. VOA News. Attackers fired rockets Tuesday at a hotel in southern Yemen that the government has been using since returning from exile in Saudi Arabia in July. Officials and residents said the assailants fired three rocket-propelled grenades, including one at the gate of the hotel in the southern port city of Aden. The other targeted a housing area that pro-government troops use from Yemen's Gulf allies. The officials and residents reported casualties, but there was no immediate information on the number of wounded or killed. Two executives were sent fleeing from a meeting with union activists who singled them out and ripped off their suit jackets and shirts. It happened as the Air France meeting Monday was intended to detail plans to cut 2,900 jobs and slash money-losing routes. Mayhem broke out when those executives told the staff that more cuts were needed. The Prime Minister, Manuel Valls, pays a hasty visit to Air France headquarters on Tuesday. Israeli forces Tuesday knocked down the homes of two Palestinians who carried out deadly attacks in Jerusalem last year before being killed by police. The demolitions included homes belonging to the families of a man who killed five worshippers and a police officer in an attack on a synagogue, and of another man who killed one person with the bulldozer. Israeli forces also sealed off part of a house linked to a Palestinian who shot a Jewish activist. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu had pledged late Monday to speed up the demolition of terrorists' home and to jail terror suspects without trial. NATO's Secretary General has rejected Moscow's claim that the military incursion into alliance airspace over Turkey wasn't intentional or important, saying the two separate incidents and the violation lasted for a long time. Jens Stoltenberg, the NATO chief, spoke to a news conference in Brussels Tuesday and reported that the incidents were very serious.
Russia's deployment of significant forces in Syria is of great concern. Russian combat aircraft have violated Turkish airspace. This is unacceptable.
On Monday, NATO ambassadors met in a special session and condemned what they called Russia's irresponsible behavior. The highest court in Europe has ruled in favor of an Austrian student who complained that a transatlantic data protection agreement does not do enough to shield the privacy of users of the U.S.-based social media network Facebook. The European Court of Justice announced Tuesday that the so-called safe harbor agreement does not eliminate the need for local watchdogs to make sure U.S. firms are adequately protecting the data of their European users. I'm Frances Alonzo in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.